Back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, we're chatting today with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Wynn Butler. City Commission has a meeting tonight, 7 p.m. at City Hall. Kind of piggybacking off of this agenda item here with the planned development there at 12th and Laramie. You know, it's interesting. The one thing community members always like to complain about here is parking, and I get it. It's understandable. But with parking getting so squeezed, I'm curious, do you envision a plan down the road here that we may see more paid parking spots in Aggieville in the future? Maybe I'm talking like 5 years down the road. Is that kind of part of the future plan?
We'll actually have an update to the commission in September on Aggieville, including parking management is a big key. And it's going to be one of those things that certainly as we really to prepare for the garage, and I think you will have additional paid parking, whether it's in our garage or other locations on the street. You know, one of the advantages and the motivators for this proposal, as well as just increasing density in Aggieville as part of that Aggieville vision, was that this new 500 car parking garage that we're constructing is going to create additional capacity for Aggieville. And as you recall, there's at least one other parking structure that's proposed in the future to, and potentially more than that, depending on how much density you get. So with that, I think, you know, the cost to maintain parking structures can be significant over time. And so yeah, having a revenue stream to help support that will be important.
All right. Well, again, that'll be an interesting discussion, probably the most interesting one here tonight, but the other items on the agenda include more discussion on the development code. This is a long process.
It has been. It's something that the commission and the planning board have been reviewing, as well as members of the community that have engaged with the steering committee and stakeholder groups that have had comments. So we're right on the eve of starting the formal adoption process, and the commissioners and certainly Mayor Butler and others were desirable of, you know, using one more session to really have a review of some of the issues that have had questions and discussion about and clarification. So the goal here is this is kind of the last work session on the development code to summarize some of the issues that and concerns maybe that either the commissioners or the public had relative to some of the proposals. And so we're going to go through those and try and get some feedback and direction as to you know, what version of the item do you want in the code as we start the adoption process. So just a few things of note there. There's a proposal for the subdivision regulations components to have sidewalks on both sides of the street. There's another one that deals with bicycle parking and some of the requirements of the bicycle parking at new business facilities and apartment complexes. There's also some proposed maximum parking requirements. So a suggestion to potentially limit the size, the maximum size of a parking lot due to storm drainage and or urban heat island type of components. And also some discussion of family, you know, what's the definition of a family and the current limit of four unrelated people within that definition being able to reside in a residence. There's also some provisions on site grading requirements for new construction, for permitting digital offsite advertising signs or billboards, digital billboards, and some stricter floodplain regulations are also on that list. Also, whether or not to permit accessory dwelling units, and then the local historic district appeals process is another one. So I think obviously there's been discussions on these items before, and we're just looking to for some final input from the commissioners before we publish the draft of the final regulations that would start then the formal adoption process through the planning board and then ultimately back to the city commission this fall.
Okay. You know, not something that's really easily relayed here from a news standpoint here, but Mayor Butler, what are some of your thoughts on how this development code is developed?
What we're hoping to accomplish tonight is, you know, each one of the, you know, this code is huge, and if we were to sit there and go through every item, it would take us forever. So the idea was to, okay, what are the key things that are irritating various commissioners or we've gotten emails on, and let's focus on those, and the ones we agree on, we really don't need to talk about those too much. And like I've gotten several emails on that maximum parking thing, and one was from a developer that just felt like that was just crazy for the city to tell a, you know, a company that owns property that they can't put the desired number of parking places there because, you know, the city code says you can only have 50 and they want to put 100 there. That just makes absolutely no sense, you know, whatsoever. So that's part of it. And you know, the codes cause you, you know, issues, and that's, they're trying to streamline it to make things easier, but just take our own rec centers. You know, our code caused us to have a public hearing because we're taking a silly sign that was going to go up on the wall and put on an awning, and we got to go through all kinds of hoops to make that happen. And so that's one of the things that's frustrating. You know, you want to make the code so that it makes things better in the city, but does it complicate development? You know, and when you look at something like, you know, like that, it's an issue. We got a goofy phone here ringing that shouldn't be. Somebody probably wanted me to, you know, update my car warranty.
That's probably it. Yep, that's usually what that is. Well, it's certainly it's interesting. I'll give you it is massive, this whole development code. I think perhaps one of the more important ones there is the stricter floodplain regulations, and I mean, that makes sense here given our challenges in Manhattan with flooding.
Yeah, I'm all for the stricter floodplain regulations because, you know, that's one, you know, my whole time on the commission, you know, I guess my first year we had, you know, major flood, and you know, people just been beating up on the commission and the staff, you know, it's all our fault because these floods happened. And when you look back on it, some of it was, you know, city planning 20 years ago that, you know, is out of our control. But when you do certain things, they have long-term impact, and looking forward, it's a little bit tough. Now we've got some better tools now than maybe they had in the past, but you pretty much have to sort of plan out, you know, if we build something here, what does that do upstream, downstream? Does it deflect the water, whatever? And we've got, you know, we've got floodplain maps, we've got future floodplain maps. And I just, you know, I've always said we have to have draconian regulations when it comes to the flooding. We just have to, because, you know, I'd hate to have somebody 20 years from now say, okay, you guys goofed this up, you know, in 2022. Because you did a bad job, and I don't want to see that. And people have said that about, you know, what happened here in the city 30 years ago.
Yeah. Well, when this is all finalized, Ron, will this be available to the public then on the website in a kind of an easier to understand form?
It will. Actually, you know, one of the goals for this whole process was to try and cut through some of the bureaucracy and make it more of a user-friendly code so that, you know, you don't necessarily need to say, well, what does this provision mean? And of course, one of the things we did is we have our zoning regulations and then we have our subdivision regulations, and we're combining all of those into one document that's going to be web-based. It'll be I think pretty much more user friendly than what you have now that are just pages and pages and pages of regulations. So this one you can search for specific subjects that pop up definitions within the document itself. So from that standpoint, I think it will be better and much more informative by those that are building or designing or constructing or wanting to put something in a particular place. And how that they go about doing it and what the rules are relative to that, as well as those that are are using the area, living in the area, running a business in the area, and what those rules are from the get-go. So from that standpoint, I think it will be a significant improvement for the community in that regard. And it's something that will be, you know, easily amendable once it is adopted as well. So if there are some provisions that, you know, due to whatever circumstances arise, that we say, you know, this is a better option to think about. And so just a comment relative, and appreciate the mayor's comments about the floodplain stuff. So a lot of that, one of the things in my career that I've noticed is one who was here and during the 93 flood. And so just the provisions of the details of the floodplain mapping, if you will. So, you know, back in 93, I think we were working on either 6-inch or maybe even a foot contour intervals. So you had these provisions of the regulations that says, you know, you can't build in these particular areas or the floodplain. But the maps have changed at least twice since 93, you know, and so what was not regulated floodplain, you know, folks were issued permits to build in. And then 25 years later, all of a sudden, the new floodplain maps are saying that they're in the floodplain now. So when they were constructed, they weren't in a floodplain, but now they are, just because that, you know, our new maps are down to the inches of being accurate from the aerial mapping, the different provisions so the technology has certainly improved the mapping capabilities, and that's certainly something that will help with our planning in the future. And the fact that we've have one of few cities, I think maybe the only one in Kansas, that has adopted the future conditions floodplain, which provides another level of protection. So, but I think it'll be, a good document and a good tool that is certainly much more user-friendly for everybody once we get it adopted.
All right. We'll take a break here. More in focus in a moment here, talking with our city officials on News Radio KMAN.